Governor Gavin Newsom detailed plans this week to accelerate state prison closures. He says it's in response to a freefall in tax revenue caused by the pandemic. KLW's Victor Tense has the story.
Earlier this year, the governor made it clear he wanted to close one state prison in the next 5 years. Now, a revised budget plan proposes the closure of two in 3 years. Either way, this would be the first California prison to be shuttered in more than two decades. According to the state's legislative analyst's office, this would save more than $100 million annually, and that will help narrow the state's deficit, which is projected to be $54 billion next year. Currently, California has over 117,000 incarcerated individuals, but the prison population has been falling ever since a 2009 federal court order to reduce crowding. The governor has not indicated which prisons he is considering. Regardless, the proposal will require the approval of California's legislature, and any closure will face opposition from labor unions and those who fear early release will lead to a spike in crime. In San Francisco, I'm Victor Tense, KLW News.